This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm Doug Steffen.
Howdy doody.
Jennifer Horn is here. She can say howdy doody on her own.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody. Victoria Keelan, howdy doody.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody. It's howdy doody time. Kara Schillen doesn't even know who howdy doody is. You want to say howdy doody? Howdy doody.
Don't we talk about howdy doody at least like once a week on this program?
Nah, I don't think we've talked about it for a couple of weeks, actually. It's howdy doody time. Howdy doody. Let's get to our duty, which is to talk about what's going on.
Oh, hello.
What? You didn't like that?
Our duty?
Yeah, it's not that kind of duty.
Oh, okay.
Different kinds of duty. So, people in the news today, Kim Jong-un is at it again, and we're all wondering off the air, we were talking about what it takes to get rid of this little worm. They claim in North Korea they've tested a hydrogen bomb. It could be attached to an ICBM. And again, everybody asks, so, okay, he says it's a perfect success. So what? What are you going to do with it? Why are you even playing this game? And I wonder out loud whether it's not like the whole thing, politics in general, whether it's local or national or international, we always seem to be a little tepid when it comes to stepping on the bugs that are the problem. You know, people local, they don't want to, oh, I don't want to offend anybody. And then the state, well, we help that guy's a little crazy. And then the, you know, it's the, so it plays into this stuff. So people are on edge for no good reason. There's no good reason for this guy to even exist.
Well, I think he's trying to terrorize people about,
well, but why
you know,
do we
I mean, well, and that's the, I mean, how do you not? I mean, the question
shoot
is,
him.
To continue? Yeah, well, it's more than that because you go in there and try to shoot him and you're going to have at least South Korea who's going to get a whole lot of trouble. I think the only way for this to go is if we load up and we do a huge coordinated military attack and all at once, simultaneously, and it's going to rely on great intelligence, take out all of their air bases, all of their rocket propelled so that they can't get any ballistic missiles off to hurt people in South Korea. That's how you go in and initiate a regime change. You have to take out their air power first. Otherwise,
so who suggested that is the way to go? Where did you see or hear?
I haven't heard that. That's just, I mean, that's my thought, is that what are you going to do? If you go in there, he's going to at least get one missile off, right? He's going to at least, or the people around him. I mean, it's not just about taking him out. So there are a lot of people that are willing to carry on his mission. So I think that the first thing is going in, if you can, and maybe we're learning that intelligence is not that great in that country, but if we know where his air stuff is, you got to knock that out first, and then you can go in and initiate some sort of
regime change. If PBS was able to get a reporter in there with a concealed camera and wander around the countryside for months, like, think we can get somebody in there to know where the areas of hostility might be, don't you?
Yeah, it's frightening because we've allowed this to happen.
Yeah, we keep
we
doing
actually
the same things
for this
over and over again.
When Bill Clinton was president, this was the program that he gave them to try to tamp down their nuclear program. And Kim Jong-il, the father, was working on this. But Kim Jong-un in 2008 is the one who had all of these great plans, and that's why he was his father's favorite. And of all the kids that his father had, he gave the reins over to Kim Jong-un, and Kim Jong-un even broke tradition and walked next to his dad's casket because the two of them were tied in. And this guy's a total he just wants to goat the United States into a nuclear war. And what's the end game? We don't know. He's a crazy person.
Destroys himself.
And he's finally got the technology, so then all of a sudden he wants to show it off. You know, he's like the guy who's got the new car. He's finally got it right, and now he's showing it to the world.
All right. So the next item or the next person in our crosshairs is Pukin Putin, who has blasted the government because our government has said no Russian diplomatic facilities will stay open in San Francisco, New York, Washington. And so Pukin Putin says this is a hostile act violating international law. Where does it say you have to have
diplomatic what international law is he citing?
It's just Russia kicked out how many diplomats, American diplomats? And that word, by the way, is a misused word. Diplomats, these we're talking about clerks. We're talking about people who have low-level jobs. We're not talking about the people who are running the embassy. And the way the news media presents it, it sounds like, oh, all these people that are working toward better relations now. We're talking about people that take out the garbage and whatever else it is. That,
well, but the other people who do more than that are also getting removed, too.
Yeah,
so it's not just janitors.
Yeah, no.
I think that's minimizing it too much.
But it's not. It's always overplayed and not and misunderstood. So to the point of getting you'd get the wrong story. Like, I'm not even sure what to believe about the Trump Tower not being bugged or being bugged. I still don't get that. This all has been scrambled this weekend by this past weekend the revelation of the letter that was left. And then you start thinking about letters from presidents. There's a book the presidents have that's been kept by all the presidents. And then the tradition has gotten, I think it was George Bush the father who may have started, I don't know whether Reagan left a note for George W. or not. I think that they were close enough so that, they didn't.
Didn't Reagan start that tradition?
He may have with George. He may have been Reagan. I'm not sure whether it was Reagan. Jimmy Carter may have done it as well, but I think more in recent times we actually get a peek at what they say to one another,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually very nice. It's usually very soft. It's usually very encouraging. It's usually really insightful. And I thought the letter that Obama left to Trump that has been a part of what people have been talking about the last few days was quite I guess is what you'd expect. If there's a letter, the kind of encouragement, the kind of honesty, the kind
of... He's not going to be like, Mr. President, suck it.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
exactly. I'm confused by the news media play on this because most of what I saw, the reflection was that Trump was very taken back by it or very touched by it. And then he tried to call Obama to thank him and didn't get through to him. So it was played in one story that I saw in the Boston Globe, I think yesterday, he never tried again. Jesus. Is there anything that you can leave? And I don't want to, there's nothing about me that feels like I want to be an apologist, and sometimes I may come across that way. And so, Victoria, I don't want to, in acknowledging what you've said to me on the air and off the air, I don't want to have it come across because we're not really into that business anyway. But I do think sometimes that there's just too much. What is gained by creating this friction and animosity? In some cases, it's deserved. In some cases, it isn't. Trump said Obama ordered a wiretap. Well, apparently he didn't. And so, you knock him in the knees for that. And then, you move on. But
just to clarify that, I think Trump misspoke when he was talking about the wiretap. I think he was talking about having his conversations recorded and unmasked, because that is what was going on in the Obama administration. Now, I'm not defending Trump, because you should know if you're the president what wiretapping means compared to unmasking. But I think the reason you saw him back off of that is because he realized he misspoke with the wrong language, because what has been shown is that there were a lot of conversations that were recorded between Trump and his associates and that kind of stuff. And so I think there might be a difference there and maybe a misuse of language that certainly shouldn't have been used, but it was, and I think that was the intention behind it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that we've said enough on that, but unless somebody else has something to say, it just seems to me that we get ourselves worked up. There's plenty enough to get worked up about this legit, and there's much ado about nothing with regard to some of this stuff. That's just kind of too bad. It's especially with the world so much in turmoil, when you really have something to be focused on, like this little twerp, Kim Jong-un, and some of these other characters, it just is, I think, good to sort of keep, take a deep breath, because I don't really know sometimes what to say. I really don't, because I'm often damned if I do and damned if I don't. And I have intentions of keeping us neutral, and sometimes that just doesn't work. And I think when I get worked up, it's more because I'm worked up about the news media than some stupid thing that was done by somebody on either side. The news media is irascible. Is that a good word? Is there a better word for it? Irresponsible?
I mean,
what's the word?
I don't know. I mean, how would you change it if you could?
I would make it more factually based and get rid of all the damned opinion.
But in the world of alternate facts and all that stuff that we live in now, I mean, how do you tell a fact?
Where do the alternate facts come from? The alternate facts come from people who are trying to distort things, and that's usually what these talking heads are about.
You know what?
But that's what I'm saying. It's almost impossible to even know what a fact is.
Yeah. And I also don't necessarily think that it's people trying to spread a bad message or trying to even distort facts. I think that we all do it. And I think in the age that we live in of social media, and maybe this is something that changes, but or would change in your world of the perfect news media. But I think that they have to pull things from social media and Twitter because that's where the most current and up-to-date information is. But that's where a lot of the fake news spreads from. We've all seen stories on Twitter and Facebook. And you've off-air said something to us or, you know, oh, did you see this video from Game of Thrones of a, you know, truck in the background of the show? Well, that didn't actually happen in the show. That was from a behind-the-scenes video that someone took a, you know, snapshot of and then spread around on social media. So it's just,
It was kind of cool, though, to see all those guys going to war or whatever they were doing running down the mountain into the pickup truck.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, I don't necessarily...
Yeah, so I
think it makes it a lot harder for the news media to do their job than it used to be in the past because just all of this information didn't used to exist and now you have to sort through all of it in a quick amount of time and say, okay, is this real or is it not? And sometimes you think it's real.
Yeah, you also have a news media that's set on becoming stars themselves. I mean, there are there is the instance that there are people who are really in it to be journalists, but there are so many others that want to be the next Hannity or the next Rachel Maddow, where they get to be opinion journalists. And, you know, that doesn't work for the news media field. I mean, I went through journalism school for 4 years, and you were told not to put your opinion into the piece. It was about who, what, where, when, and why.
Yep.
And so often that's impossible for journalists to do. They constantly have to comment.
I definitely think that there are bigger issues than what I said, but I think it's just kind of a whole different animal than it used to be. I don't know if it can ever be the same as it was in the past.
All right, let me introduce you, those of you who are new to the program, to a remarkable product from a company that is remarkable in and of itself, Balance of Nature. Here's a company that goes through the process of taking fruits and vegetables and encapsulating them. This is really, this is amazing. It's almost hard to believe that these people can do the work that they do with the nutrients from 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits, putting that into a little capsule that you can consume every single day. Now, I've gotten onto the program. You ladies are going to be getting some things from Balance of Nature once in the morning and once at night. Wow. The fruits and veggies help boost your immune system by an unbelievable amount. They provide a health coach, too, at no charge. You can ask about that as you order. Check out all their testimonials at balanceofnature.com and use the code DJV if you want to get a special discount on these products that are aimed at improving your life. This is the supplementation that really is the cat's meow, if you will. Meow. Go to Balance of Nature. I couldn't resist. Balanceofnature.com. Some of it will make the commercial somewhat memorable, right? Balanceofnature.com. Get the fruits, the vegetables, and be healthy in one capsule. It is. It's perfect. It's perfect, perfect. Use the promo code DJV when you order your first supply of Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code DJV.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Those of you who recognize the old-time rock and rollers, you recognize ZZ Top. Billy Gibbons, the singer, guitarist, I guess is the titular head these days of ZZ Top. One of Houston's most beloved musicians hasn't been home since the hurricane, so he's going to change that this coming weekend. His band will return to Sugar Land for a concert that had been scheduled before. The show has become an impromptu fundraiser as well. They're working with the Smart Financial Center. That's where the concert is, to donate $100,000 from the show to assist flood relief. Mr. Gibbons says, quote, "It's still a mind blower trying to imagine what's taken place in all these communities that were hit so hard. We're going to change that by moving in and seeing if we can make heads and tails out of it, have this show. It's been sold out well in advance, so we're anxiously anticipating bringing a bit of joy to a hard-hit region. We've even thought about resurrecting one of our old songs, Heaven, Hell, or Houston. We're going to leave out the middle part because Houston's already been there." So that's what we're listening to. I don't remember hearing that song.
And this is probably why.
Weird.
Yeah, I've never heard this either.
All right, so
this must be the hell part.
Helping the Harvey crowd, so that's a good thing. Other musical news here. Garth Brooks is headlining the Stagecoach Music Festival next year. Who are we talking about?
That's
2018?
Fun.
We're already talking about 2018, boys and girls. 2018. The edition next year of the Stagecoach Music Festival doesn't get underway till April. Well, at least we'll be through the wintertime by then. We're wishing our lives away. Maybe I should reserve myself a little bit here. One of the headliners already been revealed. Garth Brooks will anchor one night of this festival, which lasts usually 3 days, doesn't it?
Yes, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Indio, April 27th to the 29th.
Yep.
One of the largest country festivals in the nation. Lots of people come to Palm Springs and go to Coachella. His appearance will mark the first time in his career that he's performed a full set of sort of genre-focused music festivals. He's made a surprise appearance during this past summer CMA Music Festival in Nashville. He doesn't like to... Does he not like to be with other folks on stage?
I think he likes to just have a really intimate time with his audience. And when you do these festivals, that's not always possible. Yeah.
So let's see. Last year it was Shania Twain, Dierks. It's Dierks.
Dierks.
Kenny Chesney. I thought there were a myriad of other performers. It wasn't just one genre of music. It's not just country.
It's Stagecoach. It's mostly country, although they have some rock and bluegrass, and it depends. Sometimes they throw in a few, but it's primarily country.
Is it? Okay. All right, so you can count on that. A bit tickets be available. That's the kind of stuff you get tickets early or you don't get tickets at all. By the way, I haven't heard one word. Remember the Bruce Springsteen thing where I signed up to be online and maybe be in a lottery? Not one.
I got the email with the code.
You did?
You didn't get an email with the code? Yeah.
Nope, I did not. No, never got an email with the code.
May have gone to your junk mail, but...
No, I looked there. No, thank you for bringing me that. Did you try to get tickets?
I did not. I meant to, and I forgot. I got busy.
Madonna is going to move overseas to a new home in Portugal. Not full-time, probably, but she likes it there. She was going... she'd been going back and forth there since her first tour in 2004. She says it makes her feel creative and alive to be there. She says she's going to work on a film and a new music show in Portugal. Film and her, not necessarily two words that go together well. 28-pack.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158. 0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Before after the hour, the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keevan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And most importantly, you're here to hear us talk about some of the people that are in the news today. Astronaut Peggy Whitson has returned to Earth, wrapping up a record-breaking flight. She was in first place as far as space endurance. Imagine yourself. If you think about some of the things, taking a trip and being gone for X number of days, and being in a place you've never been before, and then realizing that you're one of the very few who has ever done this. And she stayed out there for 288 days, or up there. What's the correct? Is it out there, up there? What do we say?
I think whatever you choose, right?
Yeah.
Up and out.
She was on this. She's been in space 665 days in her career, 288 of them up in the space station, which exceeds that of any other American and any other woman. And that continues to bother me, as you know, because I don't like the fact that we separate women out in any way. But we do, because we are immature and we think that...
I think that's an important distinction. As a woman, that's an important distinction to make, that she's the first woman to do this. Because there are a lot of little girls who don't even think that that's a possibility.
Well, that's the point. Yeah. You've just made my point. Because we are prejudiced.
But without highlighting it, it doesn't seem like... it's all you see is men.
I'm not taking away from, and I don't want it to sound that way, what I'm taking away from is our own insecurities, men's insecurities, our immaturity at not having women be equal. That's basically my bottom line point in this. It bothers me that we have all this focus on the first woman president or the first woman that or the first. You realize how immature the fact that women couldn't vote until 1929. You realize how sick that is?
It's crazy.
Think about it. Think about
That's
it.
That's why it makes me nuts when people don't show up and vote in every single. Yeah. I forget the presidential elections, but in local elections, yeah. Women and minorities. I mean, you didn't have the right to vote all that long ago. Mm. I mean, it just you got to celebrate it.
So anyway, she landed. The Russians are the ones. As much as we have starch back and forth between the American political realities and the Russian political realities, we're still using their Soyuz capsules to get up there, although that's supposed to change next year when they start using SpaceX to bring, Elon Musk's outfit to bring the not only ours, but everybody else going up the International Space Station, supposed to be using that. In the meantime, they use the Russian. So she set a number of records while she was out in orbit. World's oldest spacewoman, 57. World's most experienced female spacewalker, 10 spacewalks. She
that
also became...
Cool.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Think about that. I think about that movie that George Clooney and Sandra Bullock were in. They're outside and they're doing that. And you look around and you think to yourself, okay, the Earth is 245 miles below me and I got a one-inch cord holding me onto this contraption that was built by the lowest bidder. Whitson also...
That's a nice add-on. It's true, though.
It's true. Yeah. First woman to command the space station. She did it twice, actually. During her third mission, she spent much of her time on experiments like studies of cancerous lung tissue and bone cells and what's the impact on fixing those problems in outer space. Is there a difference when they're either it's low gravity or a change in the oxygen mix. It'd be interesting to see what the results of that are, don't you think? The results of those studies?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, tell me why, please. This is, I thought of, when I first saw this, Victoria, I was going to throw it. And then
I
thought
to myself.
Are
we going to throw it?
I know, I'm like, what are you going to throw?
Trash can against the wall.
Your breakfast, what?
I didn't want to give it the light of day. But then there's another lesson that may be correlative to what I just said about women. The Pope has stirred the pot somewhat by admitting that he saw a psychiatrist when he was 42. And never mind a psychiatrist, a Jewish psychiatrist, never mind a Jewish psychiatrist, but a woman Jewish psychiatrist to clarify some things that were going on in his life at the time. So now... Because he's had some interviews with some sociologists. And
I think someone's writing a book about
a book.
His life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says he went to the analyst's home every week for sessions. He was quoted as saying, one day when she was about to die, she called me and said not to receive the sacraments since she was Jewish, but for a spiritual dialogue. She was a good person for 6 months. She helped me a lot. He was a Jesuit official in his country of Argentina. In the conversations, he speaks highly of the positive influence women have had on his life. Those women whom I have known help me a lot when I need to consult with them. So you got to wonder when you probe into it. This is going to be an interesting book. I like this Pope a lot. I think he's the only natural leader that we have in the world. There are things that he has to confront, however, that are... not apparently in his wheelhouse, or don't make him comfortable in his wheelhouse, but he still has to do it because, after all, that's the straitjacket you put the Pope in. There are some things you just have to do, but the rigidity of the life, the fundamentalism, it's all being called into question, I think, by him, and maybe this book will even add more light to that. I would like to think that was the case, although it's not my business because I'm not Catholic and I'm not here to tell you that I think it's wrong. I think you get something good out of it. God love you. Jennifer does. Mm-hmm. I just I think it is egotistically driven when men tell men and women that their religion is the only true religion and everybody else should go to hell, literally and figuratively. It just in the hypocrisy.
But see, the interesting thing about, and I agree with that, but the interesting thing about this Pope is that he says in this in series of interviews, which will somehow be turned into this book, he said the thing that bothers him the most is a rigid person, especially if they're young, and he said he calls them people with straitjacket points of view. So I think he's pretty much saying the opposite of what you're saying, that he doesn't think that there's only one view and one faith.
The church says that there is one point of view, and he says there's something else. Now,
he's influencing that. Yeah.
He is influencing, but I don't know.
Look at the teachings, though, I mean, and look, maybe this is just Catholicism that I'm speaking from, and maybe other religions are more rigid, but, I mean, I was always taught acceptance of other people's beliefs. I never remember growing up where Catholicism was, you know, it's the only way. In fact, actually, we studied all world religions because I went to Catholic school for 12 years, and I was taught about different wings of Christianity. I was taught about Islam. We were taught about different faiths so that we could understand why they believed what they believed, And surely we studied about Judaism. I mean, so, yeah, I don't think that it was just all about Catholicism for me after going to school for 12 years in a Catholic school.
But the reason that I brought this to the surface is because there really is something different about this guy, and he tells the story. But think of the controversy. Even today, in a more mature society, a more mature world, there still is this thing about if you go to see a psychiatrist or you go to a therapist or you go to something that may bring others to question your mental state of mind. I'm free to admit and am happy to admit, and I think it's important to admit, not because of me. I just think that giving it, you know, I use myself. We have these medical hours that you can download, actually, blogtalkradio.com/goodday health every week. That's available. And in it, I talk about myself with the doctors, what's going on with me physically. And I think I'm very upfront on the air about emotions and the things that are necessary for us to be healthy, happy adults. I came to the party late, but I came to the party. And I think that men who discredit other men for doing this do it at their own expense. There's nothing better than, I have a wonderful life, and I'm so thankful for being able to see it as broad as it is. And I wouldn't be able to do that if I hadn't started therapy when I was in my 40s. The reason I started it wasn't probably the reason that I continued with it, but I found it actually fascinating and thrilling to a point to learn things about yourself and continue to learn things about yourself that make life better. Why wouldn't you want to, if you're here for a short period of time, why wouldn't you want to make it the best possible existence? And that means having a healthy mind as well as a healthy body. So anyway, you do what you want, but I think and that's why, Victoria, I thought at first, well, I'll just discard this because it once again points out the frailties of humanity, who people that just don't respect folks who get
right.
help.
But I do think that
where he is because of that. In fact, excuse me, go ahead.
No, I think it's important for people to not have that judgment on him and maybe Catholicism in general. I mean, Catholicism has certainly been through, you know, a lot publicly. But I do think that, you know, I don't know anyone of any faith who doesn't love this Pope. And I think, once again, the more we know about his own life, the more, I mean, he's walking the walk.
It's
and
great.
I really love that about him.
Well, that's what makes him a great leader, frankly.
Yeah.
45 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All right, let's give some stuff away. Ready?
I'm ready.
Let's give away this. We've been doing this all year long. For those of you who are new to the program, don't get to listen to it live. We've been giving away $50 gift. Well, they're not. It's not a gift series. Gift card from Amazon. I think it's actually, if I'm not mistaken, is it a Visa card or are those two different things, Kara? We have Visa cards we give away, Amazon gift cards. I think they're, both of those things are being given away. But right now, what we want is the 16th caller. Are we going to give away one of them or two of them? What do you want to do, Kara? One or two? You tell me.
Let's do one big one today.
One big one today, and we'll do another one later in the week. Okay. So, if you call right now, 888-302-DOUG, that's 888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. 16th call. Say it again, Doug. There it is. 16th caller will get a $50 Amazon gift card for the purchase of anything you want. You might want to use it for laundry products because we're doing this in conjunction with the folks at Speed Queen. Speed Queen and their Lovin' My Laundry gift card giveaway. Lovin' My Laundry means you got a Speed Queen. And the Speed Queen is not your average washing machine. They are built to last 25 years. Backed by the industry's best warranties, that's a big load off your mind when you're doing your laundry. So if you want to get involved in the Lovin' My Laundry sweepstakes, that's cool. Help yourself to an opportunity at least here for a $50 gift card. And maybe the chance down the road to win, what is it? We've got $2,000 worth of laundry things to give away, don't we? At some point in time, two grand prize winners will get Speed Queen top load washer dryer sets, delivery, hookup, all that stuff, a laundry gift basket. You can go and sign up at lovinmylaundry.com. Listeners encouraged to enter at lovinmylaundry.com. 50 lucky winners, including somebody today. In a moment, we'll get a $50 Amazon gift card. Stay tuned for that right after this.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1 gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
48 after the hour. Hello. Let's see. I'm trying to remember the last time I talked to somebody from Punxsutawney. It seems that Punxsutawney Doug is the correct caller, as opposed to Punxsutawney Phil. How often do you get that, Doug, that foolish, that woodchuck that comes out of the ground, or does it really? Have you actually, as a resident of Punxsutawney, ever been to the February 2nd global enterprise that goes on there?
Oh, yes. Oh, what an honor to talk to you guys.
Oh, it's nice to have you here. I was in Punxsutawney once, and I'm trying to remember how many years ago it was. I've been on that station a long time. I think it was, 15, 16, 17 years ago I did the program, and I couldn't believe how quickly everything started and finished. It's really, it's a great education, actually, to go to that thing, February 2nd, Groundhog Day, in Punxsutawney. So
it's a once a year thing, and of course after the movie Groundhog Day made it world famous.
Really
put it over the top.
It's fun. All right, we're going to give you a $50 Amazon gift card for being the right caller. You can use it to purchase whatever you want, laundry things, and I think you're all so entered into the Lovin' My Laundry sweepstakes. There'll be 50 winners total. You're one of them for the $50 thing, but you could win that Speed Queen top load washing set. Hold on a second, Doug. Congratulations. Nice to have you here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Money Pit time, holidays or no, it's time to be in the go and on the know, or maybe in the know and on the go, with Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, who's co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, which you can hear, you can find the podcast, you can find the show itself, go to their website, moneypit.com, find out where and how you can listen to this fabulous exercise every week into what's going on in your home, how to make home living better, how to take better care of your home, which is your biggest asset, for most of us anyway. So we'll get to Tom and his thoughts about energy efficiency. As a matter of fact, there are some simple things you can do to make your home more energy efficient in a general sense and save some do-re-mi. Here's Andy Solomon with that story.
With summer electricity bills giving many homeowners sticker shock, consumers are looking for ways to save. Trent Davis, an energy efficiency expert at leading air conditioning and heating manufacturer Lennox, says homeowners may be overlooking some small changes that can have a big impact on their energy savings.
Routine maintenance and energy-efficient equipment upgrades are the best way to keep comfort levels high and energy bills low, no matter the season. Identify where air could escape through windows, doors, and cracks, and seal those areas using caulk or weather stripping. You can also save by lowering the temperature on the hot water heater and adding extra attic insulation.
Consider upgrading to an energy-efficient smart thermostat like the Lennox iComfort E30, which communicates with the heating and air conditioning system to provide real-time alerts on any system issues, potentially saving money in unneeded system repairs. To learn more about energy efficiency, visit Lennox.com. Now you're in the know.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1 gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn.
Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is here. So let's go. Let's expand on that energy efficient home and electricity or not using electricity or making your own. There are all kinds of things that you can do. But, you know, generally speaking, everybody has got electricity from the power company. So how can you save money? What do you tell people? You got to get questions on this every week on your program.
Well, you know, it's interesting that a lot of times folks will call and they'll ask those sort of somewhat, you know, off the grid questions. Like, I want to put in a wind generator, you know, or I want to, you know, cover my entire roof with solar panels. And all that kind of stuff is good. It's interesting. It has some potential savings. But I always tell people to go back to basics first. I don't want to see you put money into a major project like that if you've not covered the basics. The basics are really important. You got to go back to those fundamentals, just like when you're playing sports, right? So what are we talking about? Talking about insulation, for example. Almost everyone could use more insulation. You know, we're talking about ventilation. If you've got insulation, now you're moving into the winter, your roof has to be ventilated as well. Otherwise, it gets damp and moist up there, and the insulation that you do have, you know, doesn't work. Those are the types of things you need to do. So the best way to do that is to do an energy audit. Now, there's two ways you can do that, Doug. There are professional energy auditors out there, and if you're going to hire one, make sure you hire one that's not attached to like an insulation company. That's not an energy audit. You know, that's like, you know, hey, you got a problem, but I'm
going to
fix it for you, you know. But there are independent professional auditors that can find those places in your home that are leaking energy, but you're just not aware of it. But secondly, contact your power company. Now, in many places across the country, the power companies themselves provide those auditors. Now, while it might seem counterintuitive because here's a power company that would benefit from selling you more energy, you know, as part of their licensing regulations with states, they have to provide these services. So figure out what the conditions are of your home first. Then, if everything's perfect, you can go ahead and start building that tower, slapping that propeller up on top to have your very own wind farm.
Sometimes, depending on where you live, the local codes won't let you do it. Solar is the safer bet.
Yeah.
Do you have to have any special permits? I don't. Where I am, I don't need any special permits for solar. Do you know of any place
it
where
it varies? Yeah, it varies from place to place, but generally, I'd say yes, because at some point it's going to connect into your power system.
Mm-hmm.
And then those connections, you know, have to be permitted. You know, I love solar energy, and I'm concerned that it's hard to buy because the regulations are so different from state to state. Some that have credits, some that don't, some that want to sell you the equipment outright, and some that want to lease it to you with paybacks. It's very hard to figure out if it's going to make sense or not.
Yeah, it's very confusing, I believe. I'd like to have Elon Musk's tiles on my roof if I built another house, frankly. Tom Kreidler, author of My Home, My Money Pit here.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.